This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on May 26, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, multinational shipping corporations try to break unions in the world's ports. The Global Union for Education calls for help for children crossing the Mediterranean seeking asylum. Union activists around the world help 175 oil workers fired in Yemen. And 40,000 telecommunication workers strike in the United States. This is Radio Labour. The international labor movement is fighting attempts by huge multinationals and their supportive politicians to break unions in ports around the world and introduce perilous non-unionized work. About 90% of world trade is based on maritime transport, which is dependent on ports and the workers who unload the ships. The latest struggle is in Spain, where the European Commission and the Spanish government have ordered an end to the use of unionized pools of stevedores from which the workers who unload the ships are chosen. The pools of stevedores are crucial because they guarantee that qualified trained workers are hired for the available jobs, jobs that are highly dangerous. In response to the Spanish government's plan to use private hiring firms, the country's 6,000 unionized stevedores have declared rotating strikes. Leading the fight to maintain the unionized pools of stevedores are the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, and the European Transport Workers Federation, the ETF. The ITF represents more than 4.5 million workers and 700 unions operating in 150 countries. Leaders of the ITF and the ETF held a media conference in Barcelona to address Spain's privatization of stevedore hiring. Paddy Crumlin is the president of the ITF and the national secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia.
Look, we see it this way. This is a form of union busting, and we're not going to have a bar of it. Not going to have a bar of it in Spain. We're not going to have a bar of it throughout Europe. And where it happens, anywhere in the world, international dock workers are going to do something about it. The big players in this country are all multinationals. APM Terminals, Hutchinson and DP World. Stevedoring is an international industry. It's being automated. It's highly productive. It has very small numbers of employees. It's essential community infrastructure. There's not any real competition in those areas. It is about maintaining a fundamental supply to the communities in every country. Dock workers have a right to training. It is a 24-hour-a-day industry. It is a highly productive industry. It's an industry that requires very specific skills and investment in skills and safety. There needs to be training infrastructure. There is nothing within the scope that says dock workers in Spain, in Belgium, in Germany, in Australia cannot have stable employment within a single company. But what there needs to be is stability of employment for dock workers within side an industry. And what the industry and the government needs to do is invest in that training. And the best way to invest in that training is to invest in a process where there is an identifiable workforce that is trained right up to best practice, that is safe. We've had enough of dock workers not going home at night because they've been mauled on the job or killed.
Every year, thousands of unaccompanied children land on the beaches of Italy seeking asylum and a better life. They need decent public services and education. See Marie Ainsborough reports.
The Global Union for Education is calling for emergency action to help the thousands of unaccompanied children who cross the Mediterranean to Italy. Education International, which represents 30 million teachers and other education workers around the world, has just published a major study about the children. It says that of the 28,000 minors who landed on Italy's beaches in 2016, almost all, 91%, traveled without an adult. That means parents are putting their children into unsafe boats and sending them off into the Mediterranean in the hopes the children will have a better life. The survey by Education International shows that the children are not being integrated into European society because of inadequate services. It is calling for the movement of the children away from the coasts and into schools, even if they have not yet received the necessary legal papers. While acknowledging that Italy does a good job of protecting minors, it must do more, especially to support the children once they get into school. The EI report points out that only 1 million euros a year are set aside to provide language training for the children. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
Labor unions and activists around the world are trying to help 175 workers in Yemen who were fired by the Norwegian-based company DNO. The company stopped its operations in Yemen in 2015 when war broke out in the country. It then fired the workers by email and text without compensation. They are now left in a war-torn country without wages or benefits. A campaign in support of the workers is being conducted on Labor Start, the labor movement's news and campaigning service. More than 9,000 people have participated in the Labor Start email petition on behalf of the workers. One of the global unions supporting the Yemeni workers is Industrial. Industrial represents more than 50 million workers in 140 countries. Diana Junquera Curiel is the director of Industrial's Energy Industry Unit.
The law in Yemen states that if a company is granted a license to operate an oil field, it must pay wages and social obligations for as long as it has the license. Now, with our affiliate in Norway, Industry Energy, and in partnership with Labor Start, we have launched a campaign to support these 200 workers in Yemen and their families, whom the company has failed to pay for more than 18 months. You can easily help and support all these workers in Yemen and all the families. Thank you.
The company which fired the Yemeni workers is headquartered in Norway. And so I talked to Espen Loken, the head of secretariat of Norway's Industry Energy, about the workers and the company DNO.
DNO suspended the production and they fired all the workers without any compensation at all, which of course put the workers in a very difficult situation in a country with no alternative job opportunities. Workers have not been paid since then, even if the court of Yemen has decided that the company should. The workers starve, they have no money for medicine, they have no money for the children's school, and you know, Yemen is in a very bad state. There were no dialogue with the union or with the authorities. They just decided to withdraw, which is completely not according to the Yemen law and not compliant with how a company should behave.
The Labor Start campaign in support of the workers can be found at www.laborstart.org. In the United States, almost 40,000 workers went on a three-day strike against the communications giant AT&T last weekend. They are employed in the mobility section of the company, with about half employed in call centers. The nationwide strike started on Friday, May 19th, after the union, the Communications Workers of America, accused the company of refusing to bargain for fair wages. The CWA says AT&T is sending call center jobs out of the country and subcontracting work to non-unionized, lower-paying companies. Chris Shelton is the president of the CWA.
All these folks are here today because we've been bargaining with AT&T for a year now. This is a company who can easily afford to do what we want. They make $1 billion a month in profit. They are continually sending jobs overseas, which is a particular no-no in the United States. Consumers in the United States are getting screwed by these companies because they want to make more profits.
Longtime labor communications activist Steve Zeltzer of Labor Video interviewed some of the workers walking the picket line in San Francisco.
Roland Anderson, I'm Vice President CWA, Local 9410. And we're on a three-day strike against AT&T on our wireless and wireline sign. We have 40,000 people out in 36 states, and we're trying to bargain for a fair contract from AT&T. AT&T is a multi-billion dollar corporation that reaps in about $1 billion a month in profits. And we feel as though we've helped to make this company successful, and they need to share in those profits with us.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.